Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Natural organic health food store in Seattle, Washington, and one day a man walked in and he said, "If I melt dry ice, can I swim without getting wet?" I said, "I don't know. Let me ask Tony." Two days later, I was fired for eating cotton candy and drinking straight Bosco on the job.
All right, so that is my favorite all-time comedian, Stephen Wright. W-R-I-G-H-T. I asked Josh to find a couple clips in the break because we were talking earlier that I had no idea that Shane Gillis was a comedian. I thought he was a country music guy because of the name. And then I found out he was a comedian. That's how we got on that topic. Yeah, welcome in. You never know what you're going to get on radio, especially today on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We got wide receivers being released. Gabe Davis, we got wide receivers being traded. George Pickens. We have wide receivers on the Western Hotline. My buddy, Jeremy Kelly, joins me. Grew up in Western New York. Former professional football player, worked for the Bills. Now he's with the Carolina Panthers, bringing his youth football camp to town. And he joins me today on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. What is up, brother? Great to talk to you.
The one and only Sal, man. It's great to talk to you. It was a pleasure to run into you last night at Hutch's with our guy, Thurm. It felt like cheers walking in there and seeing you guys, man.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because if I said it, it would have sounded like I was bragging that I was having dinner with Thurman Thomas and his wife, Patty, and some other friends with my wife over at Hutch's last night. And I was going to say, it was so funny. You walked over, you saw us, you came over, and you knew, we had 10 people there. You knew everybody at the table. Like, you know everybody, bud.
Hey, that's Buffalo, right?
That's right.
Be good neighbors, man. That's Buffalo. It blessed my heart, man. Especially I just touched down. Did not expect to see anybody, and those are all people that are very important to me. So awesome to see you guys, man. You doing well?
Yeah, I'm doing great. You're doing great, buddy. It's great to see your success. Jeremy, I want to get this right. I want to make sure, because I know it's blasphemous if I get it wrong. West Seneca West, right? Not West Seneca East. You went to West, right?
That's right. Don't mistake that.
All right. I know. There's a lot of pressure on that one for me, Jeremy, to make sure. West Seneca West High School, you go on to play at the University of Maine. You had a professional football career. Just kind of familiarize and go back and tell everybody a little about your journey through professional football and where you are today.
Man, yeah, super grateful, super thankful. We don't got time to go through through my journeys as I was everywhere in the world, but you know, fortunate to play here at West Seneca West, man. Blue collar school, I still bleed blue to this day. Go on to the University of Maine, where I spent 5 years there, collegiate career, before you know, I was afforded the opportunity to play north of the border in the CFL. Came back down, did some journeys through arena football before getting picked up by the Indianapolis Colts and kind of started my NFL journey. And so was fortunate to play ball professionally for 6 years, bouncing around team to team. And before the hometown team came calling, man, I was offered a job with the Bills, where I served in the front office for 6 seasons. And now, man, it got a chance to get south, where I serve as a director of Legends Affairs with the Carolina Panthers, overseeing all of our former player care and business integration.
Let's go back to your time with the Bills. You got a chance, obviously, to work alongside Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott. You know all about their culture, what they built here in Buffalo. What was that experience like for you?
Man, I tell you what, you know, very fortunate to come in with those guys in 2017, right? I am just happy to be there, right? I get, you know, I always say, can't get through the front door, climb through the window, right? Buffalo Bills never signed me, hometown team. Sure enough, I get a call to work in the front office, and I was just like beyond myself. And to do it with those guys, the culture that they ushered in, I mean, it was special. It was especially be a part of the turnaround, to see the changes that were taking place within the culture, see the changes that were taking place on the field. And obviously, you guys are still seeing those benefits to this day. So Brandon and Sean were always first class, always supportive, in my scope of work. And so I think we've seen the benefits of that with the amount of alumni that are now engaged, traditions that exist there, and obviously the success on the field. So can't say enough good things about those guys there.
And then as you're working here, you get to know Dan Morgan. Obviously, he was an assistant GM to Brandon Bean. Carolina Panther, great. He winds up getting the GM job for the Panthers. And then you join Dan Morgan down in Carolina. How was that transition for you and how things are going?
Man, Dan is just a stud, man. And I can tell you what, I don't know if you guys probably haven't paid much attention to what's happening below to Mason Dixon down there in Carolina, but I'm going to tell you that there's some momentum building. And what Dan's doing, you know, just the mentality that he brings as both a former player but also a seasoned executive, Dan's awesome, and everybody's following him. So we're all on board. It's been great to get to know him, obviously, through the years. Anytime that you cross paths with somebody in multiple locations, right, there's a little bit of a connection there. And so anything he needs from me that I can contribute from a culture standpoint, right, in terms of our legends being around and mentoring or sharing a word with our young players, I do whatever I can to make it happen. So just been lucky to be in a lot of great places with great people.
And we know that there was always a connection between Carolina and Buffalo and McDermott and being a lot of players. Now it's kind of going the other way with Dan going down there. You're down there. And how about our guy, Denny Kellington? Congratulations to him. Yeah. Now a vice president here. He did so much for, you know, the training staff, the medical staff here in Buffalo. Now he's working in Carolina.
Yeah, man, we're so lucky to have Denny. He's just an all-star, right? Anytime you're thinking about people in the building and what they bring every day and consistency and who they are, I mean, he's an amazing trainer and an even better man. So Denny's been great to have. Got to show him around a little bit down there, get him all the eats and get his family taken care of. He's been great to work with. And I tell you what, you're right, that pipeline is deep. And obviously, there's a lot of connections and straight flights back and forth to Carolina and Buffalo. I think my first week there, 6 days out of that week, I think I saw a Buffalo Bills logo on a bumper sticker or met somebody from Buffalo somewhere. But, you know, I tell my guys, you know, the colors on Sunday are different for me now, but Buffalo is home, man.
And you're back in Buffalo, and you have your football camp coming up, and we're going to talk about exactly all the details, but why is it important for you to do this, to have this youth football camp and back here in Buffalo, Jeremy?
So, I mean, and this sounds cliche, right, but when you think about, you know, as being a young kid or, you know, you get a chance to play ball at a high level, you know, you always see the guys that have given back, and you envision yourself wanting to do that. And it was something I always wanted to do, but to be honest, just I never really took the steps to make it happen, you know, for whatever reason. And my high school coaches, Mike Vastola, Joe Contafio over here at West Seneca West, came and said, hey, look, we're thinking about doing a camp. We'd love to have your name on it. And they know how I do things. Like, if we're going to do it, we got to do it right. We got to go all in. And their support has been phenomenal. And so for me to come back to Buffalo, one, at my high school, my alma mater, right? But just to do it in Buffalo and to celebrate guys from Buffalo. The whole premise of the Jeremy Kelly Why Not You Camp is to bring the homegrown pros back home, right? I want the Naaman Roosevelts, Doug Worthingtons, you know, the James Starks, the Corey Grahams, like, you know, some of those guys we've had out here, some of the others we want to get back here. But to get guys from Buffalo so these kids can see people that walk the same hallways, went to the same parks, played in the same fields, right, did those things. And then obviously in my scope of the NFL, I get to call on my brothers and NFL legends from around the country to bring them back here and to deliver an experience for these kids to meet pro athletes, get coached by pros, Hall of Famers, you know, Walter Payton Man of the Year. I don't know another camp in New York State that's able to deliver that. So for me to share that access with the next generation of youth talent in the city, that means the world.
And I love the fact that it's the Why Not You Camp, which is WNY, right? Western New York. That's not a coincidence, no. Right, Jeremy?
Intention.
Yeah. I love that.
That's everything, man. So, yeah.
Tell us about the camp. How does it run? You have some specific details. People can, by the way, go to WNYcamp.com. You could follow Jeremy on Twitter at JK_Kelly. That's, by the way, K-E-L-L-E-Y. But you can follow him. You can see his tweet. And I'll retweet it for everybody to see it out there. I know we get a lot of people who say, yeah, this is great for my son or daughter. What separates your camp and makes it special out there?
Yeah. So off rip, you know, like I just said, every year we've averaged over 20 former pros and collegiate athletes that are on our coaching staff, right? Now, we do have our high school and our youth coaches there that are phenomenal, right? Because they're the ones that are hands-on throughout the 364 days of the year that they're here. But
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know a coaching roster that's this deep with this much experience that, you know, guys that have done it at the highest level, Super Bowl champions from Buffalo, from around the country that come back here to coach your kids. We're not here to take the photos. It's not, you know, paying extra for this or that. This is a $50 camp. You're going to walk away with a bag full of gear and content and snacks, but you're getting coached by NFL legends and collegiate players. This is it. And so we have a 7 through 12 group that will be on Friday, June 6th, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., a little Friday Night Lights there action for the younger kids that we call the Little Legends. And then on Saturday morning, you got 13 through 18, you know, your JV and varsity age group, and we're going to get after it, right? So everything from position-specific training to flag instruction, we absolutely, this is a co-ed camp, we champion girls flag football. You know, it's an L.A. 2028 Olympic sport now. Man, if they're going to reckon that, we are all in on it. Last year, we had the good fortune. We scholarshiped the young ladies team from Health Sciences in the city, and we brought them out here as well. So the bang for your buck, unprecedented. We're not here to make money. Everything that comes in is going right back out. And it's just about impact, man. It's about exposure. It's about an experience that, you know, Sal, you and I both know we're fortunate. I always remind people, I don't take it for granted. There's only 32 NFL teams in the country.
Yep.
Buffalo has one of them. We grew up 10 minutes from a stadium. Some people don't have that access. So if we can deliver that to these kids, I mean, you remember the day you met a pro.
Yep.
And that's what we want them to remember.
Awesome, man. I love it. How do people sign up? How do they get involved? They want more information. What do they do?
Absolutely. So you can visit us at WNYcamp.com. Fully functional website there. So anybody that's interested in sponsorship, anyone that's interested in registering their son or daughter, WNYcamp.com. Follow us on Instagram at WNYcamp as well. Also, Facebook page is live. Jeremy Kelly, Why Not You? Why Not You Camp? So whatever you need, the content is up. The questions can be answered. Feel free to email us at info@WNYcamp.com. We're very responsive. You can get in touch with us any way you need to. And we hope to see you out there June 6th and 7th.
And I know as a Western New York guy coming back here, you know, obviously you're giving back, but you're also a guy that, you know, grew up watching the Bills and now you're seeing it, the stadium going up across the street. What's that been like for you knowing that? You know, I know you've been here and you were a part of everything in the organization when that was starting to happen. But now seeing that when you drive down Abbott Road, when you go towards that stadium, how cool is it from a kid to Western New York to see something like that?
Yeah, I think as you look at it for the city, it's massively impactful, right? I mean, that stadium right there is so iconic and it's known throughout the league. It was, you know, constructed in 1972. It was time to shine something up. But I think when you just look at the league as a whole and how Buffalo, how important this market is to it, truly. And I think the league is a better place when a team like the Bills are doing well. It means a great deal. I think it means a great deal to the NFL, the growth of the NFL, certainly the market of Buffalo. So it's great to see. And it's going to be I'm sure that the opportunity to present, I hope it presents, where you're stepping into that stadium and, you know, maybe I'm on the other sideline, but I want to take it all in, man. This is a great fan base.
No doubt. And you're going to be on the other sideline when the Bills are down there this year. Bills in Carolina this year. That should be fun, right?
That's right, man. So hopefully, I don't want to see too much red and blue in them stands. I hope.
I get it.
I want to see more black and blue for us. But obviously, anytime you're facing a familiar foe and you see some friends and faces on the other sideline, it's camaraderie. It really is. It's a unique environment and relationships that exist within the NFL. And I know friends and family are going to be making their way to Charlotte, so I'm sure I'll be doing a lot of hosting thing and setting people up and all those things, but I love it. Wouldn't have it any other way. We get to do this, man, so we're very lucky.
WNYCamp.com is where you go. Jeremy Kelly's Why Not You Football Camp, West Seneca West High School, June 6th and 7th. Check it out. Jeremy and his team will answer all your questions for you, and of course back in Buffalo helping out the youth of Western New York, and we're gonna have to play some golf sometime soon, brother.
We got to make it happen, man. I truly appreciate the time. I hope to see everybody out there. And I'm going to say keep pounding.
I get it. Hey, you can keep saying that until the week that the Bills play the Panthers here on WGR. We'll get that, and we don't know exactly when that is. Schedule gets released next week, Jeremy. I know, speaking of schedule, you have a press conference to attend for this football camp. Thank you so much, man. It was great seeing you last night, and I'm sure we'll see each other again soon.
Much love, Sal. Appreciate you. Thanks for the time.
All right, you got it. That is Jeremy Kelly. Really great guy. Great, fantastic human being, by the way. And I mean, seriously, people contact me a lot about, hey, we got this going on, that going on. And, you know, when Jeremy said, hey, I got my football camp coming up, I said, we got to do this, right? We got to let people know about it, because if he's putting it on, if he's a part of it, it's going to be fantastic. It's here in Western New York. Legends who grew up in Buffalo that played in the NFL, you know, Western New York legends, people who played in the NFL that, you know, spend time with the Bills that you'll recognize. For your son, your daughter, you want to get them involved, make sure you head to WNYCamp.com. And of course, again, on Twitter, you can follow Jeremy at JK_Kelly. That's KELLEY. We will take a timeout. I've asked you today, and I got a lot of responses at Sal Sports on Twitter. Would you want the Bills to bring back Gabe Davis? Would you want him to? He was a polarizing player here. For a lot of you, some are like, yeah, absolutely. He can help out this wide receiver room. Some of you are like, nope, sorry. Drop some passes. Don't want to see that again. Don't need to go down that road. I think it's a really interesting discussion. I don't know how realistic it is. Not really sure. Haven't heard anything on that front. But Gabe Davis, released by the Jacksonville Jaguars a little bit earlier today, that came down. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.